What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two of our three-hour talk extravaganza, whatever we're going to call it. I got to rebrand that whole thing. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Little bit of a troubling development. Apparently, the Occupy movement is being labeled as a domestic terror organization by the FBI. Ooh, we're afraid of you, so you must all be terrorists. And this is a warning sign that the gloves are about to come off. And I cannot tell you how important it is that the government make the first overt violent act against Occupy. Not that they haven't already been doing it. But the U.S. government is hoping somehow to fake something to make it look like Occupy are the bad guys. And apparently this whole thing about a domestic terror organization is based on this concocted beer bottle terror bomb thing that they came up with. And it was another FBI sting. The FBI informant set it all up, gave him the phony dynamite, apparently he had a fake model or inactive model of a Stinger missile, just basically created the whole thing, said, I'll give you a bunch of money if you'll help me do this. Well, yeah, times are hard. I don't have a job. I could use a little bit of money. And they arrest the guy and they say, ah, they're terrorists. Because real criminals are clever. And the FBI is not. And that's why they're playing these kind of games. Go back and restudy the history of COINTELPRO in the 1960s, and you'll see exactly how the FBI operates to quell public dissent, and they're getting ready to do it again. So now, in the eyes of the FBI, the Occupy movement is labeled as a domestic terror organization here. And let me see. That reminds me. I got to bring this back here, mention this. Okay. Great moments in the history of the FBI. This is a quote. Your information is too precise, too complete to be believed. The questionnaire plus the other information you brought spell out in detail exactly where, when, how, and by whom we are to be attacked. If anything, it sounds like a trap. This was the FBI's official response to the top British spy Dusko Popov, codenamed Tricycle, on August 10th, 1941, when Popov handed the FBI the complete Japanese plan for the attack on Pearl Harbor. The FBI had the Japanese plan for the attack on Pearl Harbor in August and said, ah, we don't believe that. We're too busy running around squelching those rumors about J. Edgar Hoover and the other guy he was living with. So, yeah, that's the FBI for you. Bunch of good old Virginia farm boys there. Alrighty, let's see, moving right along here. Apparently the United States Supreme Court is not going to review the case of police tasering a pregnant motorist. Apparently cops can go ahead and taser pregnant women over a speeding ticket in this case, and they have immunity. Now nobody has actually done a study to see what tasering a pregnant woman is going to do to that fetus. And we now know the American Heart Association has finally confirmed what a cardiac specialist told this show 2-3 years ago. If that jolt from the taser hits your heart at the particular cycle in the beat, the heart will stop beating. Tasers do kill people. And if you kill a pregnant woman, you kill the fetus inside. You could possibly kill the fetus inside and leave the woman alive. Nobody really knows. They're going out there with these tasers, which is basically flogging with all the modern improvements. That's what a taser is, police brutality with all the modern improvements. And now the courts are saying, yeah, go ahead, taser pregnant women. We don't care. Plenty of those around. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we'll be taking some phone calls.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go to the phones here, we're starting to see in the commercial media, second Syrian massacre. They found more dead bodies with the hands tied in execution-style gunfire. Just after they get all the Syrian diplomats out of the country so they can't be interviewed to say, hey, we had nothing to do with it. Isn't it amazing how coincidental? What an amazing coincidence. Just when the voices of sanity and reason are silenced and kicked out, yes, there's another massacre. Okay. People, common sense. After all the negative publicity and push for invasion and bombing, we've already got three senators up there saying, we need airstrikes on Syria to punish the government for this atrocity. Why would the Syrian government have done something like that? And by the way, that 100 who were killed the other day were Assad supporters. He's not going to gun down his own people. He's not going to kill children. He's trying to avoid being invaded. He's not going to do something that stupid. And certainly he's not going to do it twice. Whoever's behind this, and it's either the U.S. or Israel, they really think you're all morons, that you're going to fall for this. All righty, let's see. We got a caller on the line, Gabe in Indiana. Aloha, Gabe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I appreciate it. I have been researching this Occupy, and I have reason to believe that it's the reason that Andrew Breitbart got murdered, and the same people that are running it, Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayers, are the people that have been doing this black block weather underground stuff for years and years and years. And it's scary because they did personally murder, they murdered a personal friend of mine here in Bloomington, Indiana.
Wait a minute, they who? You're throwing a lot of names and generalizations around here, coupled with
Occupy's
this accusation.
Occupy is run by the Mossad.
No, Occupy is not run by the Mossad. Come on, gee. Oh, man, they're getting desperate out there. Occupy run by the Mossad. Occupy isn't run by anybody. It's a leaderless resistance. The only people who are in there causing trouble, whether it's the people in the black hoods or the guys with the sign saying, we love Soviet Union, bring them back, they're all hired public relations people, like this guy who just called, run by the Mossad. What kind of a joke is this? This is a show for people with intelligence and smarts and education. Thank you very much. All right, moving right along. Speaking of intelligence and education here, already, you know, the corporate media is out there proclaiming that Romney is the GOP nominee. Huzzah, huzzah, we succeeded in keeping out the people's candidate. In fact, some of the articles that were written today about Ron Paul's, you know, declared defeat were vitriolic in their just their hatred of him. It's just obvious they hated this man so much. And they were just dead set to prove that they and they alone will choose who the candidates will be, and to heck with what the American people actually want, because you're only here to make the rich richer. So needless to say, in Texas already there are allegations of vote fraud. Of course, there have been allegations of vote fraud all along. The numbers are not lining up in the Texas districts. Somebody somewhere was tinkering with numbers to give Ron, or rather to give Romney that victory, so the media could declare him as, I'm sorry, I just saw something in the corporate media. They're still waving that Obama birther nonsense around here as a distraction. But yeah, this massive vote fraud. And you know what's really interesting? Yesterday, the corporate media was acknowledging that there's a massive disenfranchisement of Democratic voters down in Florida. It's basically a repeat of some of the stuff they did back in 2000. And they're acknowledging there's massive vote fraud down there. But when you go to them and say, what about vote fraud keeping Ron Paul out of the election? Oh, no, could not possibly be. Could not possibly be. And so the media is basically saying this vote fraud we can talk about because it's against our buddy Obama, but we're not going to talk about the vote fraud that's against Ron Paul because he'll just bring the whole system crashing down. He wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He wants people to be free of debt. That's unnatural in the eyes of the money junkies. So, again, massive vote fraud. As far as I'm concerned, this election is already completely discredited. Doesn't matter who is anointed with spikenard this November, it's a rig. It's not the will of the people, and it doesn't represent the will of the people. And that leaves us with John F. Kennedy's option. All right, we're going to grab another phone call here. Dalton in Detroit. Aloha, Dalton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I want to thank you for the third hour you're doing now. It's great addition to my day, that's for sure. And
thank you.
Right, great job having Ryan Dawson in. He did a great job. What I wanted to ask you about was how much credence do you give the Bilderberg meeting this weekend at Chantilly, Virginia? What do you think the three main topics that they would talk about would be, and do you think that that's a violation of the Logan Act?
Well, I would say the three main topics are going to be, where are the hookers, are there any decent single malts, and who's picking up the check?
So you don't think it's a real serious meeting?
No, it is a very, very serious meeting, and we know that there are all these confabs, whether it's the Trilateralists or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Bilderbergers or what's that other one in California, the Grove, the Bohemian Grove, yeah. Whatever. And, yeah, anytime these world leaders get together, they're going to talk about how basically to carve up what's left of the planet among themselves. And there's no question about that. But the reality is it doesn't matter what they do in the Bilderberg when, you know, you've got 7 billion human beings on planet Earth all stand up and say, we've had enough of this crap, you know, then the Bilderbergers are going to go away. It only works as long as we believe that this is the way civilization is supposed to be organized, that rule by debt is a legitimate form of governance, and it isn't.
Yeah, one of the things that supposedly leaked was the attendees have changed, and it's gone to a younger generation now, and you're seeing more of the tech CEOs moving in, and that's no surprise, I guess, with Google and the CIA connection and going back all the way to the Nazis and Operation Paperclip. Like, we can kind of see this is, they're really using, they're making a transition, and They're
well, you know, that time will do that as long as the Bilderbergers have been meeting. But, you know, I think in all probability what's really going on there is basically they're making the connections, you know, because it's not like you can, you know, go to 411 and get the phone number of Google's CEO. So this is just where they get together and they trade phone numbers and they say, we want to do business here, we want to do business there. And, yeah, there may be some very underhanded and antisocial stuff being discussed there, but I would also presume a lot of commerce is being done. I remember the one time that I was allowed by the Secret Service to attend the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference, 90% of what I heard around me was basically, you know, getting around various customs regulations to get this product from point A to point B, and it was all very nut-and-bolt kind of international commerce stuff. And I'm not saying that in the backroom deals there isn't something nefarious going on, but sometimes I think the conspiracy focus on these meetings as being the cause of all that's going on in the world, I think it's a little bit overblown. And I again, you know, Bilderberger is far off and unreachable, and the Illuminati is far off and unreachable, and the real authors of the destruction of the United States of America are basically downtown on Main Street, and that's these private central bankers.
Can I ask you one question? One more.
Sure, real quick.
Do you have any plans to write a book?
I've had a book in progress that I really ought to finish, but I'm from Hollywood and I keep waiting for a happy ending, and until I get it, I don't know. I've got a lot of people on my case to write a couple of books, and I'm probably going to try and get one out the door here in the next couple of months that I finally found an artist to illustrate. So we're going to be proceeding on that one.
If you want a happy ending, go to Bilderberg.
I find all my happy endings with my wife. Thank you very much indeed. Okay? All right, so we're going to go to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hanging in there.
You know, the thing is, I live in Ron Paul's district.
Yes.
And even people are so, like, befuddled. It's like Ron Paul only got 12% of the vote in his district? And Romney.
Yeah, everybody's saying it, the numbers just are not matching up at all.
And the thing is, it's more like everybody voted for Ron Paul, and it's like, when I went into the precinct, it was like the Democrat table was empty, and there was a line going out, and most of them were crossover Democrats going to vote for Ron Paul. They're crossing.
Well, we know the elections are crooked. I mean, that's not a surprise anymore. The elections are being stolen by the money junkies. They're doing it here. They're going to do it in Greece. We're already seeing the propaganda coming up saying, oh, yes, the Greek people want to go deeper in debt. That's the natural order of all humankind, to live your lives in struggling with debt. That's what makes you worthy of going into heaven and all this other crap that they're feeding us. So,
well,
yeah, we know this election was stolen, and I hate to be the harbinger of doom, but, you know, months ago I was saying I love Ron Paul, I think he'd be great for the country, and there's no way they're going to let him near the Oval Office.
Well,
that's exactly what happened.
I can tell you one thing. The neocons may be winning the battle, but they are going to lose the war miserably.
Well, I think ultimately, you know, as long as we all play by the rules they have made up, as long as we go on believing that this is the way it's supposed to be, they're going to go on winning. When we all stand up and be heretics, when we all stand up and say we no longer accept rule by compound interest, and we no longer accept the results of fraudulent elections, and we're willing to do something about it, then things will change. That's basically what a social revolution is all about.
Hey, Secretary told me, if you get enough people to call in, I said, oh, I said, because we want paper ballots back. I said, because I can't see what the vote being counted. I can't see nothing. I said, I want paper ballots back, open hand counted. None of this
not going to happen. It's mandated. The electronic machines are mandated by the federal government because that's how they're going to keep stealing the government away from the people. We can't save this version of the country. I'm sorry, we can't. We're going to have to wait for this government and banking system to collapse, or we're going to have a bloody revolution, and now's the time to start thinking about what kind of a country we want to have here after that is all over, and learn from the previous mistakes, and basically, you know, write into the core constitution of the country, no private central banks, vote fraud is punishable by immediate expulsion from all campaigns, and banning for life from public office.
Also, too, being tried for treason, because they overthrew the will of the people.
Yeah, I would go for that one. I would go for that one, and I would punish it with Britain's traditional punishment for traitors.
Well, in the Texas Constitution, it says paper ballots counted out in the open in public.
All right, we got to take a break.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Another situation with the Ron Paul campaign is that apparently state GOP parties who were caught off guard by the delegate strategy at the state conventions are now trying to basically rewrite the rules so they can go back and basically dequalify or invalidate all of Ron Paul's delegates and say, no, they have to be Romney delegates. They will only be Romney delegates. You're not allowed to have a delegate that actually represents the will of the people. Imagine the chaos if we had a government that was selected by the people. We can't have that. We'd wind up not invading Israel's enemies and not propping up Wall Street. And then freedom and liberty might break out and it'll just be terrible for everybody. Anyway, so it obviously, as far as I'm concerned, the entire election process has been completely discredited by all these games played by the GOP leadership, all the massive and obvious vote fraud. They're even admitting there's, something like 100,000 voters got, Democrats got kicked off the voter polls in Florida. It's a repeat of what happened in 2000. They're even finally admitting it. They just won't admit all of it. But the entire electoral process has been discredited. I think anybody who is looking at what's going on objectively is going to say, yeah, the elections here are a joke. They're fake. It's a big fraud. We go into the booth, we push a big red button, and then we come on out, and then the government craps all over us and says, look, this is what you voted for. You know, and yes, we're slapping you in the face, and we're killing your kids, and we're taking all your wealth, but you voted for it. You pushed that button. Now, let's see. Vice presidential contender Rob Portman to meet with Israeli PM and defense minister. So insert sounds of groveling here. Chris Christie is a hit on his Israel trip. Chris Christie's credentials for making the vice presidential shortlist grew this week. New Jersey governor just completed his first swing through Israel, meeting with blah, 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 blah. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels is spending a week in Israel on a private trip here. Governor Bob McDonnell will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during his two-week trade trip to Israel, which starts on Wednesday. All the guys who want to be vice president under Romney, what's the first thing they do? They trot off to Israel, because without Israel's permission, they will not be allowed to be the vice president. Could it be any more obvious that Washington, D.C. is a Vichy government? They're not even hiding it. Anybody who's trying to be vice president, go off to Israel. Yes, I will bow before Tel Aviv. I promise I will do everything Israel wants. Please let me be the vice president. Isn't it rather embarrassing to see how quickly people will sell out this entire nation to foreign rule just so they get to live in that antique mansion on the Naval Observatory grounds? It's shameful. It's shameful. Now then, I want to talk a little bit more about Syria, because in between all this, they're still trying to fan that birth certificate thing around. But in between that, there was this report that there has been a second massacre inside Syria. They found more bodies with their hands tied, and they were killed execution style. And again, why would Assad have done something that stupid in the first place, let alone repeat it? Basically what it is they're not getting the traction with the first massacre that they wanted to, that people aren't standing up and saying, yes, we support a new war in Syria, because we're all tired and sick of wars. We recognize it's all a lie and a hoax, and we're sick and tired of our kids being blown to bloody bits in wars on Israel's enemies. Enough is enough is enough is enough. So, hey, we'll try again. We'll have a second massacre. That'll get them. No, it's not going to work. Now, BBC issued an apology and a retraction for using a photo from Iraqi atrocities as illustration for a story about this so-called Syrian massacre. And I'm going to read you a direct quote from their article, their apology. Fortunately, such mistakes are very rare. BBC News has a strong track record of using content from non-traditional sources and of stopping numerous examples of incorrect material, making it to air online, but it does not underline blah, blah, blah. They're going on saying, we don't do this very often. Yeah, you do, actually. Remember back in 2009 during the failed coup d'etat against Ahmadinejad in Iran, the BBC ran a picture, huge picture, showing this huge crowd and saying it was a rally opposing Ahmadinejad. Then we found the same picture uncropped, and it was a rally for Ahmadinejad. And BBC apologized. They even named my website in their apology, what really happened. And they said, we're sorry, it won't happen again. And, of course, we all remember on 9/11 when the BBC reported Building 7 had collapsed 25 minutes before it actually happened. And BBC's never apologized for that. Their only comment is, we've lost the original videotape, so we really don't know what happened. And, by the way, when I went over to BBC and posted a comment on their attraction saying, yeah, you guys do this all the time, I got this strange message saying, we are having technical problems that prevented the posting of your comment. They're scared of me. Good. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to sell you. We're going to go to the phones. Don in Ohio. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? I'm sorry, Don. We got to take a break. I wasn't watching the clock. Stay on the phone. I will take you as soon as we're back from these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the grove. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going back to the phones. Don in Ohio. And Don, I apologize. I should be paying more attention to the clock as I do this program. But what is on your mind?
Yeah, no problem. What Citibank did to me is I had a transfer balance check, and I sent it in and deposited it into my checking account. Okay, in a couple days, you know, they put in so much money into their checking account, you know, before it actually all clears and stuff like that. Well, I waited, you know, the 5 days, and it all cleared. And about 4 days later, they tell me that it did not clear. And I think what they were hoping was that I would have had taken that money out of the account and stuff like that. They said I didn't have enough money, which I did, in my account. They were hoping that I had taken that money out of my account so they could basically jack up my rates, because I usually only get transfer balance checks when it's 0% or like 1.9 off of them. And you know, I mean, that's just a dirty trick, you know, to put the money into your account and then say, no, you can't have it, you know, after leaving it in there for long enough that, you know, it definitely cleared. And then they tell you.
Okay, not that I'm a fan of the banks here, and we know that the banks try and set things up so that you'll bounce checks because they make a lot of money off the bounce check charges. But it's always possible that, you know, as a courtesy, they'll put the money in your account, and then the person who issued the check issues like a stop payment on it. or somewhere down the road, it does happen from time to time, and I don't know that it's necessarily intentional, but definitely banks have been caught many times playing games to run up those bounce check charges. Bank of America got sued in a class action many, many years ago because on each night's computer run, they would run the checks against the accounts first, then the deposits, so that if you wrote a check on the same day that you put a deposit in the bank, it would still bounce and you'd be on the hook for that $30 processing fee and everything. And, again, my advice for everybody is you should have no more in the bank than it takes to cover your bills. And, a little overdraft protection. I know it's another fee and everything, but it really will make sure that you don't have that kind of grief. But we know that banks are underhanded. These are people who are greedy, and they're gaming the system to make themselves rich at the expense of everybody else. And unfortunately, we're in a part of our society where banks are now mandatory. You must be paid by check. It must be drawn in a bank. You must go through the bank. They're trying to get to a point where everything that you do goes through one of their little plastic cards so they get a piece of the action. That's not how this nation was started. This nation was started with the money flowing between the government and the people back and forth, and banks were off to one side, and they were an optional part of life. Now they have managed to just dig themselves in like an Alabama tick right into the main blood flow of the United States of America and just slurping out as much as they feel like.
Yep, just want to let your listeners know, be careful anytime they do that, because they might try to do the same thing, though.
That's true with every bank. That's true with, it's not just Citibank. They're all desperate to stay solvent. They're all playing dirty tricks. They got caught on the foreclosures. I'm sorry, banks are not honorable institutions. They're predatory tools of financial enslavement.
Yep. Have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Remember that wonderful line from the movie The International? The essence of the banking industry is to keep us all, whether we be individuals or nations, slaves to debt. They are not a benefit to society. They are exploitative. That's basically what it comes down to. All righty, let's see. I want to go back and cover some more stuff about Syria. As I mentioned earlier, Syrian diplomats are being expelled from all the Western nations at the same time, and basically it is to make sure that there is nobody inside these Western nations who will speak up on behalf of the official Syrian government, on behalf of Assad, to say, look, we're not doing this stuff that we're being blamed for. Because you can't have a voice of doubt when you're building another case to go to war. And again, the FBI did the same thing just before 9/11. 3 days before 9/11, the FBI went around the United States of America and they shut down the websites of every Muslim charity group they could find because they didn't want anybody standing up and saying, wait a minute, Muslims wouldn't do this. We don't know who's actually behind it. Let's stop the rush to judgment. Now, Russia has basically come out. Remember, they were over the weekend, they were saying the White House is going to enlist Russia in the movement to oust Assad, and Russia came back and said no. Putin has refused a meeting with Obama. There's a diplomatic snub for you. And Russia basically has come out. Their Deputy Foreign Minister, Gennady Gadilov, has said, we are categorically against a Syrian intervention. And categorically is diplomatic speak for, you might as well not argue, this is our position and we're not changing it. They are opposed to military intervention or any kind of regime change, and so has China's foreign ministry come out and said exactly the same thing. They're drawing a line in the sand and saying enough of these wars on behalf of Israel. We went along with them up to this point. It's obviously not going to stop. Same mistake that Neville Chamberlain made leading to World War II. Russia has announced they're going to veto any Syrian intervention at the United Nations Security Council. They're a permanent member. They have a veto. And so not surprisingly, the White House has come out and said, we have decided we're not going to militarily intervene in Syria, but we are going to go on giving bombs and bullets and guns and all this other stuff to the opposition, meaning the overthrow. So they're going for a covert overthrow rather than direct military invasion because Russia and China are both signaling they will come in on the other side. And I would hope that the wise and prudent minds in Washington, D.C., both of them, we'll understand we cannot win a conventional war against Russia and China because we don't have the three M's. We don't have the men, we don't have the money, we don't have the manufacturing. And we're courting nuclear war. If we mix it up with Russia and China, it's going to go nuclear. Because sometime between starting this escalation and final capitulation, The people in Washington, D.C. will start turning those little brass keys for those missiles in the silos. So. All righty. Now then. Meanwhile, over in Israel, they're absolutely in a panic to try and keep the propaganda war going on all fronts. The top IDF officer is saying the terrorists threatened Syria could be directed at Israel. No, it wouldn't. Israel's behind the terrorists in Syria. But they're basically trying to say, yes, Syria and Iran, Iran and Syria, they're all tied together. They're all in cahoots. They're coming against us. Ehud Barak is basically out there with the comment that the world's inaction in Syria shows we cannot depend on others to protect us. Well, Mr. Barak, you never should have. You're supposed to fight your own wars. Nowhere is it carved in stone, handed down from heaven above, that any other country on earth is obligated to spill their children's blood on behalf of Israel. If Israel has a problem with Iran, go ahead and attack. You've got nuclear weapons, we know you've got them, and then live with the consequences afterwards. But Israel doesn't want to fight their own wars. They want America to fight their wars for them, and they're willing to spend as much money as it takes to buy the U.S. government to send your children off to die in more of their wars. Iran has not attacked us. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in 200 years. We're the bad guys on this one. All righty, we're going to grab a phone call here. Frank in Maryland. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you bring a lot of good points up, you know, about this intervention in Syria, and supposedly they found these 100 people that were massacred. You know, what about the southern border in Mexico? We hear practically every single day, you know, these mass killings going on and all that chaos being happened in Mexico. And now one politician stands up and says anything about it. And then you talk about Syria, which is thousands of miles away from us. We really have no interest in Syria. And yet we're being told we have to get involved in it. It doesn't make no sense to me.
Oh, sure it does. Israel hasn't ordered our government to attack Mexico yet.
Yeah, you can tell there's a lot of influence from Israel on this one, because if any normal American would say, well, what about Mexico? I mean, the Mexican people are suffering, and a lot of them are really nice people, and
yes,
all the chaos being rained on them. And, yeah, Mike, I just wish we should just care about what's happening in North America, especially in our own country and on our southern border.
Yeah, we got to take care of the United States first, you know, and this idea that we're the world's policemen, we don't have the money to do it, we don't have the weapons to do it, and we no longer have the moral authority. Our government has basically become just like these tin pot dictators we're supposed to be out there opposing. We've got torture, indefinite detention without trial, concentration camps, intense government secrecy, intense government surveillance. They're flying little drones all over the sky to peek in our bedroom and provide target practice for those Texans. And this is stuff that we see in other countries that we refer to as dictatorships. We have completely rigged, phony elections and a corporate media that absolutely does nothing but sell the propaganda, and not very well. That's why their audiences are in decline.
You bring up a lot of good points, Mike, and just keep hammering away. Keep up the good work.
Doing the
Thank
best
so
that
much.
I can.
Thank
you very much. All righty. Let's see. Now, I used to joke when we talked about all these drone strikes in other countries, where the U.S. would go in and blow up 40 civilians. And I used to joke that the White House would say, well, we killed 40 terrorists. Well, how do you know they're terrorists? Well, they're dead, aren't they? They had to be. We don't kill innocent people. And it turns out my joke, in a very sick, twisted way, wasn't very far from the truth, because apparently the official White House policy is if you're standing near terrorists, you must be a terrorist as well. So if you're in the middle of a crowded marketplace someplace on the other side of the world, and you're there buying yams or potatoes or cloth or something, and the guy next to you is a terrorist, by default, automatically you're a terrorist, and it's okay for the U.S. to kill you. That literally is what they're saying. If you're standing next to a terrorist, you're no longer a civilian, you are a terrorist yourself, and therefore we can keep the number of civilians, innocent civilians, killed by these U.S. drone strikes to an absolute minimum. In other words, they're rigging the number of civilian deaths from the drone strikes the same way they rig the unemployment figures. And it really is a case of, yes, they're dead, therefore they had to be guilty. And you need to understand, the people they're actually targeting, the so-called death list, There's been no trial. There's been no investigation. Nobody's allowed to see any evidence that says these people are really bad. Maybe it's just random terror strikes by the U.S. to just terrorize the people into capitulating. The way that Hitler did with the buzz bombs over London. I mean, basically, there's, from the point of view of the people on the ground, there's not a lot of difference between an explosion from a 21st century robotic American drone or a 20th century V1 buzz bomb. It's just coming down from the sky and blowing up people in an attempt to demoralize and terrorize the people into capitulation. So the U.S. government really is following the Hitler model. We're buzz bombing these other countries to get them to surrender. All righty. Let's see. Meanwhile, of course, more and more people are standing up and saying that the intractable U.S. positions are actually fueling the hatred and hostility, which is great if you're selling war supplies because you don't want peace to break out. Do something to just keep the war and hostility going. So these U.S. airstrikes are making these other countries angrier at us and more sympathetic to those other nations that are being attacked by the United States. We're literally uniting the entire world against us with these drone strikes. And the intractable position of the U.S. with regard to Iran, in other words, the position being you just surrender all your nuclear technology and then maybe we'll think about reducing the sanctions, is only motivating Iran to basically say, all right, we're going to proceed without you, and maybe we will build nuclear weapons, because Iraq is a lesson. What happens to countries who don't have nuclear weapons? The U.S. comes in and slaughters them and hangs their leadership. Meanwhile, over in Virginia, the governor of the state of Virginia is saying that drones over the civil population are great. Because look how well they've worked out in places like Yemen and Pakistan. So the United States is now a battlefield, and you, my fellow Americans, are the enemy of the government. Obama actually said the new battlefield is in the American heartland. The government sees you as the enemy because you don't want to go on paying for all the good times on Wall Street. And that makes you an enemy of the rich, the money junkies. The U.S. has now announced they will continue surveillance operations in Afghanistan far beyond the 2014 exit date, which is not a big surprise. They said 2014, and then Obama said, well, 2024 at least. Then they had this big confab meeting with NATO and the G8. And he came out and said, yes, it will be 2014 because that's what I promised the voters and I keep my promises. Vote for me in November. And now they're basically come out and hedge and say, yeah, we're going to have people in Afghanistan after 2024. But it's only surveillance. They're not really soldiers. And just because they're carrying guns and hand grenades and all this other stuff, they're just there for surveillance. It's a reconnaissance in force. Polite name for that. Well, if they're being shot at and they're shooting at people, then it's a combat unit here. And it doesn't matter what you rename them. The reality on the ground is going to remain the same here. Apparently, right about the same time that NATO was having their little meeting in Chicago, when we were all being distracted with pictures of Chicago police clubbing protesters into submission, apparently the Pentagon consolidated its hold over the Balkans and expanded its permanent military bases in Yugoslavia. So they're just colonizing the rest of the world, just like the Nazis were doing, just like Rome did, and they're all gone here. Alrighty, let's see. We got a caller on the line, Werner from New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. You bring a lot of good information, but sometimes I wish now with the advent of the internet that you would do in some research in the original archives when you mentioned about Hitler and the Nazis terror bombing London. For 4 months, the British Air Force, the RAF, was bombing civilian targets in Germany, and the German authorities and Hitler had warned them and told them to stop it, but they wouldn't. That's when they waited for about 4 months and took it before they started retaliating.
My understanding was that, you know, Hitler launched the Battle of Britain, the air war against Britain, basically to secure the English Channel and to prevent a possible counter-invasion. And I'm not saying one side is right or one side is wrong. Both sides are wrong in a war. And we know that Winston Churchill wanted this war to happen because they wanted to destroy Germany's industrial basis and their state-issued value-based currency because it was a threat to the Bank of England and England's industrial base. And that's in Winston Churchill's own writings, that they were determined to basically start this war to remove Germany as an economic competitor. But the reality is that, yes, the V-2 buzz bombs, regardless of whatever provocation there was, the V-2 buzz bombs were intended to terrorize London into capitulation. Okay, so thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Bilderberger meeting at the end of this week. And they're already cordoning off this hotel, and people are being kicked out and moved to other hotels. And they're basically just creating this little insulated cocoon that all the ultra-rich of the world can gather in and not worry about paparazzi or kidnappers or anything like that. Now, on Thursday's show, we're going to be talking to our fellow RBN radio host, Farron Shoaf. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but he's going to be there on the grounds or near the grounds of the Bilderberg, and we're going to be doing a phone report with him during our show. That's tomorrow, Thursday's show. So we're going to be doing that and bring you up to date on that. All righty. Now, we're continuing to see a rather strange phenomenon with some of the more prominent alternative media websites, the ones that are suspiciously well-funded. A lot of money came in, set them up, huzzah, huzzah, we're the alternative media. And Raw Story has drawn a tremendous amount of criticism regarding their characterization of people concerned over Israel's attack on the USS Liberty as jerks. Now, this is becoming an issue because the anniversary of the attack is going to be next week. We're going to be spending some time on it. We're probably going to, we're trying to get one of the surviving crew to come on the show again and talk about it. But basically, Israel attacked the USS Liberty. They tried to blame Egypt for it. Had the ship actually sunk, probably would have gotten away with it. But the captain and the crew of the Liberty kept afloat, fended off attack after attack after attack, couldn't even abandon ship because every time they threw the lifeboats into the water, the Israelis would machine gun them. They did not want any survivors. There was a nuclear-armed strike in the air on the way to Cairo when the crew of the Liberty finally got the radios working and got a message out saying they were under attack by the Israelis. And the whole operation had to be scrubbed in the official story. Oh, it was a lone gunman in the bookstore. No, wait a minute. That was another one. It was Elvis in a UFO. No, it was a mistake. It was lousy weather, which it wasn't. The photographs show it was an absolutely clear sky. And as a matter of fact, the flag from the USS Liberty with the Israeli cannon hole still in it is on permanent display at the U.S. Cryptographic Museum. So there's no question the Israelis knew they were firing on a U.S. ship. They were going to sink it and blame Egypt for it. This is how Israel likes to play these games. They go out and they commit an atrocity and they say, ooh, this other person did it. Go hurt them. By way of deception, thou shalt do war. So it's rather angering all these years afterward when people stand up and say, Israel attacked a U.S. ship in international waters, and our government did nothing about it. In fact, covered it up. Same thing that we had 2 years ago with the Mavi Marama. And that kid from New York got killed. Our government did nothing about it. And people are angry about that because if we're going to do what this government says and we're going to give them our tax money, we expect this government to take care of us ahead of anybody else. Hasn't been happening. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after these words from our sponsors.